Yes, that is very correct. The registration starts Monday, the 15th of November, all over the country, both north and south, as well as the countries in the diaspora, the ones which were stipulated in the act. But definitely it looks like in the diaspora, in one or two countries, the registration may delay for a day or two, just to correct some of the administrative and logistical problems. But otherwise, preparations are ready, and registration starts exactly on Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning and continues up to 6 o'clock p.m. And that will be the pattern. For the 17 days of the registration, the registration would start in all stations at 8 o'clock in the morning and goes on until 6 o'clock in the evening.
George, will there be any chance for delays, especially in areas where they did not have enough time to register because of logistical delays? Will you compensate for that?
Yes. Some of the delays that would happen would only happen in some two or three countries of the diaspora, as I've said. And the day's loss would be compensated at the end of the registration, because the timetable has been set up in such a way that after the registration and after the publication of the first registry, there would be time for complaints. But considering the fact that there will be no competent court, Sudanese courts, in the countries in the diaspora, then the time that would be wasted, that would be spent for complaints inside the country, inside the Sudan, can be used to compensate for days lost in registration in some other those countries of the diaspora. So it will be compensated.
George, there are some civil society groups that are worried that there could be problem with voter list fraud because they think that it is not clear who is eligible to vote. How is the Electoral Commission straightening this controversy out?
Yeah, in fact, the eligibility criteria for who is eligible to vote is in fact very clear in the Referendum Act itself. But all the same, because this thing was brought into our attention sometimes back, that there was confusion in the understanding and interpretation of who is eligible to vote, the legal department of the commission had to develop some simple ways of explanation in simple terms that could be understood easily by the layman. So the institutions of the civil society that have signed up to help and assist in the voter education program have been supplied with this simple, simplified model of definition of who is eligible to vote. And that has been done. So I hope that, of course, would help to clear up the situation as far as this matter is concerned.
What is the Referendum Commission's assurances to Southern Sudanese and to Sudanese in general, both in Sudan and in the diaspora, that this process will go on unhinged or undisturbed by anybody?
Well, as far as the commission is concerned, and based on the program that has been put in place by the commission to implement all the stages required in this referendum have been made. So, and as far as we are concerned, work can go on and be finished on time. Well, if there would be disturbances, say for instance security or some other things that are beyond the competence of the commission, well, then there's nothing the commission can do about that, because it would be the responsibility of other organs. Say if it is a security matter, it will be a problem of the security institutions that are supposed to keep security. However, both government, the government in Khartoum and the government of Southern Sudan, have reassured the commission that they would maintain security necessary for the exercise. And a big number of police, both in the north and the south, have been specifically retrained, specifically for the maintenance of peace of the referendum. The UN and so on have helped in this aspect in offering training for police personnel, both in the south and in the north. And also the police in the south and the north have also detailed their own programs and their own security plans aim at maintaining peace and security throughout the process of the referendum.
So far, how many local and international poll observer groups that will be monitoring the voter registration period?
There is a big number of organizations that have already filed their applications to be given, be accredited the status and observer, and the procedures are very simple. They are not complicated. It's just an organization coming to the commission or writing to the commission, stating its intention to be accorded an observer status, and that would be done immediately. It has already been done for a number of organizations, and even with the Carter Center, the commission has formally signed an MOU, Memo of Understanding, between the Sudan government that was represented by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Sudan and the Carter Center and the Southern Sudan Referendum Commission. And therefore, the Carter Center has been accredited this status, and in fact, they have already deployed their personnel all over the country to observe the process as it starts with the registration on this Monday.